At the Hunter Museum here in Chattanooga, an exhibition of works by female artists marks this year's centennial for women's suffrage in this country. The collection, titled The F Word, We Mean Female, features about 30 pieces acquired by the museum over nearly four decades. Nandini McCrandy is the Hunter's chief curator, and Kara McGowan is the museum's director of marketing and communications. I asked Nandini, this exhibition, a long time in coming, because you are usually looking two or three years down the road to what you want to put on display.
Yes, that's right. We spend nearly 3 years on most exhibitions, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. And a few years ago, we started thinking about some of the works we have in our collection that are made of fabric that cannot be on view very often because fabric is very fragile. Realized that nearly all of them were by women and they were large scale. And so we needed a big space. So we started looking forward to see when we would have that option. And it happened to coincide very nicely with the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. And then the exhibit just grew. We thought, why only do these six or seven pieces that happen to be textiles and really focus on the work the Hunter has been doing on collecting more women and also organizing more exhibitions of women artists, you know, trying to actually move that forward. And this is a bit of a celebration of what we've accomplished and also think about where we need to go.
Tell us more about what people see.
So when you come in, you will see a real variety of pieces, everything from a massive 50-foot large red work by Leslie Dill, which has a figure that reaches up to the ceiling with banners, to paintings, video piece, sculptures. So it's a real mix of media and styles, everything from painted, block printed, things that might look a little bit like a quilt, to very abstract works that look like they might be from the abstract expressionist era. So I think a little bit for everybody.
And these are all part of the Hunter's collection. As far as where these artists come from, tell us more about that.
They are all part of the Hunter's collection. They are all American artists, and they come from, goodness, all over the country. We have a few Tennessee artists featured that we've acquired recently. And then we have California, New York, Washington, all around. Some of them are people that started their lives in other countries and then immigrated to the U.S. So we have an artist from India, from France, from China, and from Laos, but they have spent most of their lives in this country. So we count them as American for sure.
Any common themes between the works on display?
Yeah, there's a variety of themes. One, if you look at media, as I mentioned, is the use of fabric. And the reason fabric becomes important is because for generations across the world, anything to do with textiles has been relegated to this domesticity, this domestic chore of cleaning, mending, embroidery, sewing. Who's the person who generally did that? That was a woman, more often than not, for generations in this country and others. So when women in the last century started kind of changing that dynamic and using fabric as a serious art medium, it called into question that stereotypical notion of fabric being a domestic chore. So there is that questioning of their traditional role through the use of this medium that is an underlying theme in the exhibit, and it's in 9 or 10 pieces. There is also this idea of what I call, and many people have called, anti-beauty. Traditionally, when men have depicted the figure, especially if they've depicted the female figure, they tend to beautify it, make it a sensual image. Only when you get to the latter half of the 20th century do you start to see men sort of changing that up. And women have generally not depicted women the same way. They tend to look at a psychological portrait than trying to make the most beautiful image possible. So there's this, again, idea of anti-beauty or pushing against that standard of beauty and shifting it. And then there are some sociopolitical pieces dealing with things that artists have been dealing with for generations, but these women's personal stories coming to the front. So there's several different things going on.
Tell us more about those.
The two that spring to mind right away are the ones that happen to be by two artists who immigrated from Asian countries. Hung Lu, who came from China following her re-education in Maoist camps when she was younger. So it is definitely commenting on that time period in Chinese history and also how people have been treated by governments over the years. And then a work by Murfreesboro artist Sisavan Pothavan, who is from Laos originally and then immigrated when she was 4 to the U.S., now teaches at MTSU. And her work is all about what is called the Secret War of Laos, when at the end of the Vietnam War, Laos ended up having millions of bombs dropped on it for a period of years, and people not only lost their homes, but their lives and had to flee. And she was one of those. So her work is not just about her personal crisis as an immigrant and a refugee, but also commenting on what is going on around the world today. Especially her most current series started in response to the Syrian crisis, immigrants. And then, of course, you could extrapolate to talk about our southern border and how people view that. So her personal story is an entry point to many other topics.
And how has the pandemic affected the presentation of this exhibition and the response from the public?
Well, the presentation was delayed. This was actually our summer exhibit and is now our late summer to fall winter exhibit. But we're glad we were still able to get it up in the right year for women's suffrage. And we are able to have it up a little bit longer, which actually I'm so glad for, because we have spent so much time working on it. As far as the response, I think it's been positive. Kara can probably speak to it.
I think the response has been very positive. People have been inspired by the works. I think it's also just been refreshing for people to get out, to be able to get out and see something totally unrelated to everything else that's been going on this year. And, you know, another element of the show, which becomes really quite apparent shortly after you walk through the gallery doors, is just the level of technical expertise and the wide range of skills on view because of the different mediums being used. So Nandini talked about the textiles, and there's painting. There's also a stained glass work. There is a silhouette kind of pop-up book by artist Kara Walker, who's quite well known for those black and white silhouettes. And so on, just on a technical level, it's really an astonishing exhibition.
Where can they go online? Where can they call?
They can call The Hunter at 423-267-0968. And I would say the best place to go is our website, huntermuseum.org. Or people can follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Nandini, Kara, thanks so much.